சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 6 வெர்ஸ் 35. ஸ்ரீபகவானுவாச. அசம்சயம் மஹாபாஹோ மனோ துர்நிக்ரஹம் சலம் அப்யாசேன து கௌந்தேயம் வைராக்யேண ச க்ருஹ்யதே. We are seeing the topic of Dhyana Yoga. There are two types of meditations, Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam. Second one is Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam. Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam means meditating upon one's own Ishta Devata for a length of time, for many years. For a length of time means not on the same day. Every day 20 minutes Dhyanam, for many weeks, many months, many years, of course even decades. Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam, the first type of meditation one has to finish before coming to Vedanta study. One has to finish, one has supposed to finish that Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam before taking to Bhagavad Gita study. After coming to Bhagavad Gita study, after studying for the second, third, fourth, fifth chapters, then that person is eligible for Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam. That Ishvara who is formless. First formed God we have to meditate upon before coming to Shastra. What for? Before coming to Shastra, you have to acquire Shamadhi Shatka Sampatti or Sadhana Chetushtaya Sampatti. You have to acquire a mind, calm, relaxed mind. A serene, quiet mind you have to acquire before coming to Shastra itself. It's too much expectation, no? But Shastra says, a person completes his Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam and acquire a calm mind through Shamadamadi Shatka Sampatti, mind control, sense control to some extent. Then that person listen to Shastra, he or she is able to assimilate the Shastra. Then next dhyanam is what? Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam Nididhyasanam. Nididhyasana Rupa Dhyanam we are studying in this chapter. Suppose anyone without doing Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam previously before coming to Shastra have not done sufficient puja, japa, dhyanam, that person cannot have that shamadamadi shatka sampatti. Restless mind will continue while listening to Shastra. First chapter, restless mind. Second chapter also, restless mind, anxiety mind, a preoccupied mind. Second chapter over, third chapter over with preoccupied mind. Preoccupied means what? Daughter is there, or son will be there, or neighbor will be there, or house problems all will continue in the mind. Preoccupied mind. A preoccupied mind student cannot say Aham Brahma Asmi. Especially for grihasthas, it is very, very tough. Because our mind is preoccupied. Once mind is preoccupied with family matters, naturally there is no place for Shastra to enter exactly as it is. Some sound going inside. My Swamini is teaching Bhagavad Gita, some sound enters. But you cannot make that sound in proper place. You have to put right slot. A statement of Mahavakya, Atma Nityaha Satyaha Muktaha Ekaha Sarvagataha Aprameyaha Avyayaha. All these Atma Swarupam Lakshanams you have to put in a right slot. I am not Shariratrayam, I am not Panchakoshatrayam, I am different from this. You have to put in a right slot. To put in a right slot, my mind is not available in a right slot. Therefore, very, very difficult. Arjuna says, it's very, very difficult. What he said, Chanchalam hi mana Krishna. Mind is so turbulent. Chanchalam means vacillating, preoccupied, restless, anxious. One after the other. After son's marriage, again daughter's marriage, son's marriage over, children, grandchildren, something or other, my mind will be preoccupied. That is called a vikshepahana. Chanchalata, that restlessness of the mind, preoccupied mind, is one type of dosha of the mind. It cannot receive the teaching, therefore I cannot get the benefit of that learning of Shastra. Instead of getting 80% of marks, what jnana phalam, 80% I have to get. How get? I get only 8% now. After coming to Gita classes, Swamini, I am so relaxed. What is that 8% of benefit? Benefit will be there. 80% inge, 8% inge, only 0 da or less. Instead of getting 80% of benefit of Shastra study, how much I am getting? 8%. Why only 8%? With preoccupied mind I am studying Bhagavad Gita many times. And many times I miss the class also. While I am in class also, many times I miss the subject also. Even though Swamini is sitting with saffron clothes, she disappears sometimes from my mind, of course. Not from your eyes, I cannot disappear. But from your mind, I may disappear many times. Possible. That is called vikshepaha. So therefore, chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramathi balavadrudham. It is very, very strong, powerful, turbulent. How to control this mind? Tasyaham nigraham mani. It is difficult to control the mind like controlling the air. Very, very difficult. Therefore, mind speed they compare to Vayu Vegam. Manojavam Maruta Tulya Vegam. Hanuman speed is like Maruta Tulyam. Maruta means wind. The Hanuman moves swiftly that much speed. Maruta Tulya Vegam. But he moves fast. His mind is Dijitendriyam Buddhi Matam Varishtam. Jitendriyaha Saha Hanuman. What about us? We move fast. Our mind also, sense organs also move fast. no jitendriyam. That's why we have to worship Hanuman. You are so fast in your activities, but your mind and sense organs are under your control. That's why once Rama saw Hanuman, when he introduced that Sugriva, I am coming from so and so, when Rama was there, Hanuman came to introduce himself and he spoke in such a way, then immediately Rama said to Lakshmana, you see this person who is here talking to me, this Hanuman, he is a jnani. He is well versed in Shastras, Panditaha. Rama immediately recognized his way of presentation precisely. Even a single word extra that has come from Hanuman's mouth. The way he conducts himself in front of Rama, Rama was admired. Because Rama was admired because of Hanuman's that yoga, jnana yoga, mind control, sense control, and the way he conducts in front of Rama shows is not ordinary person. Therefore, what Arjuna want to say, this is the problem for me. Then Lord Krishna says, okay, I validate your problem. It is universal problem. It is not only your problem, Arjuna. This is everyone's problem. But you can control your mind by abhyasa, by continuous practice. Here abhyasa means viveka anartham. Viveka. Viveka means with sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Therefore, Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga and Jnana Yoga, three yogas meant for, Karma Yoga meant to remove that tamasika guna, sluggishness, laziness, dullness. Karma Yoga, activity life, religious life, removes our tamasa guna. Then tamasa guna leads to laya, sleepy or sleeping. That's why rituals meant to remove tamoguna, which is the cause of sleep. This dhyana yogam, dhyanam pandradaki, four types of obstacles. Dhyana pratibandhaha means once you sit for meditation, what are all obstacles come, possible obstacles? Number one is layaha, sleep. Either you sleep, doze off, or you are sleepy. Because very cozy, calm and quiet, you are sitting for meditation, slowly go to sleep. So that sleep, laya, is one of the obstacle for meditation. How to come out of that sleep? Why you get sleep at all, first of all? Lack of proper sleep in the night. Lack of proper sleep in the night. So nidra seshaha. There is a nidra baki. Nidra seshaha na, nidra reminds. Reminder is there. If you have not slept in the night properly, when you are sitting in meditation, that will be compensated. Isn't it? You have not slept properly in the night, that will be compensated in the meditation time. So nidra sesham is the cause for nidra in dhyanam. This is a laya problem, vigna number one. So tamoguna predominant person in artha. Still tamoguna is there in him or her. What is the remedy in sleep? Nicely, sufficient sleep. Another cause for nidra in meditation is bahu ashanam, ati ashanam, overeating. Overeating another cause for nidra in meditation. So therefore, eat less. Remedy is what? Eat less. A sadhaka, a dhyana yogi should not eat too much. Half of the stomach only has to fill. Other half empty, one fourth water, one fourth empty. Then you will not get sleep in that dhyana. Why many people are sleeping? Either nidra sesham or ati ashanam. You stop those two, you will not get the sleep problem in meditation. Okay, remedy over. What is vigram? Sleep, laya. Laya means sleep. That remedy is what? Eat less and take proper rest. Full work panni, after doing lot of work, and either office work or household work, this, that, cleaning, everything, afterwards you sit for meditation. Not only nidra sesham ati ashanam, ati shrama, too much of hard working. Once you come to jnana yoga, after completing karma yoga, long before you have to come to jnana yoga. Suppose you do too much of work, morning to till night you are doing lot of work. Such a person, mind cannot be relaxed. Therefore, never take up too much work at a time. That's not good. Hard working means people say, I have habit of hard working, Swamini, from the beginning. Therefore, what? Kaal kai chumma irukkada avangalukku. Once you come to spiritual journey pursuit, slow down, reduce activity. That rajasic nature is another problem. So, inactive to active, active to contemplative, contemplative to enlightenment. People who are all inactive, they are lazy, they have to become active. So to become active, Shastra prescribes Karma Yoga. After becoming active for some time, doing lot of rituals, puja, vratam, nombu, for some time, 1 decade maximum or 1.5 decade maximum, then that person say, goodbye, enough. Then what? Upasana Yoga. More japa. More manasika puja, more manasika dhyanam, manasika paranam, ellame manasikam. Kaika vachika, you have to reduce. That laziness has gone. Now you are very, very rajasic, very, very active now. Now that active, too much activity also not good. Again, Shastra says, calm down. That anxious mind has to become, rajasic mind has to become sattvic. So rajasic, tamasic mind to become rajasic, karma yoga. And the rajasic mind to become sattvic, upasana yoga, dhyanam. So take up upasana yoga, manasika puja, manasika dhyanam, all when dhyanam, manasikam only. Japa, manasikam, then upasana yoga dwara, your vikshepa, second obstacle, that comes down. Vikshepa means a distraction, restlessness. That vikshepa mind, distracted mind, has to be chanchalam mind, that which is very fast moving mind, has to be stabilized. For that upasana yoga. Then what vikshepa comes down. So vikshepa problem you have to tackle. This is the second problem. Second vignam. Sleep is not coming, Swamini, now dhyanam, mind is going here and there. Sleep problem gone, vikshepa problem has come. So how to solve this? For vikshepa, you have to discipline by providing that sadhanas which are required for that. Shastra says upasana yoga. Upasana yoga, japa, parayanam, manasikam. Manasika puja, manasika japa, manasika parayanam. Do long time upasana yoga. Another sadhana is Ashtanga Yoga, Dharana, Asana Pranayama. Pranayama helps a lot to prevent this distracted mind. Pranayama, Dharana, breathing regulation. If you do breathing regulation, your mind becomes very calm and quiet. Ashtanga Yoga and Upasana Yoga. Dharana means focusing the mind. Eight-step yoga. This is Shankaracharya calls it as Samadhi Yoga. Patanjali calls it as Ashtanga Yoga. But Shankaracharya calls it as Samadhi Yoga. So first, Karma Yoga to prevent Tamoguna. Then come to Rajoguna, prevent that Rajoguna, Upasana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. So Ashtanga Yoga, once you come and Vikshepa has come down, but there are two more obstacles. Now no Laya, no Vikshepa, but Kashaya problem will be there. Third problem in meditation, Kashayam. Kashaya means deep likes and dislikes, vasanas. Deep likes and dislikes, potent, latent tendencies they call. Latent tendencies means what? Either in this janma or previous janma, you have certain inhibitions inside. When you sit for meditation, they come to surface. Your strong likes and dislikes. That obstacles to be avoided. This is called habitual orientation. Habitual orientation. Jiva bhava. What is kashayamna? Jiva bhavam. I am a small, tiny human being. This is ahankara vasana, jiva vasana. I am so and so, belong to so and so person. I belong to this property belong to me. All this comes in our mind. Previous, what happened long before, all those will come. 10 years back, 2 decades back, childhood problems. Like this, so many things will come. What comes, nobody knows. For person to person, it differs. Childhood behavior problems, and let's say, psychological problems, even we ourselves do not know what are all lurking inside the mind, who knows, until they come out. The anger or jealousy or frustration, any sort of depression inside, some failure in the life somewhere, cheated by someone, disappointed by someone. Like this, sometimes they all sit in the mind, register in the mind. Once you sit in meditation, ideal time for that. They come to surface. So therefore, we have to handle that. I have to say, I am not a body-mind complex. I am not a jiva. This ahankara, jiva is a false vesham. Therefore, these are all not connected to me. That kashayam, in the kashayam eppadi irukumo, idu kuda kashayam appadi dhaan irukum. Veetla kashayam onnu pannuvaar illaya? Our old latent tendencies, vasanas are also like kashayam only. Even we ourselves don't like to remember, recollect. That is why they say every saint has got a past. Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a future. Every sinner who did lot of papam, there is a chance for him to change for future, better future. There is a chance. Everyone can change. Every sinner has a future. Similarly, every saint, just as Nadi has got a moolam, every Nadi river has got a moolam, its own birthplace. That's why how he has become a saint, undergoing a lot of pains in the life. Either in this Janma or previous Janma, so many pains he might have undergone or she might have undergone. Every saint has got a past. That past, through that past he has learnt or she has learnt many lessons. Of course they have learnt good lesson. So every experience is a lesson. Every lesson is a stepping stone for me for spiritual pursuit. The saint is one who has converted his every experience into a stepping stone for a spiritual journey. Every saint, why he is called or she is called a saint? Because they have converted their bitter experiences as a lesson, spiritual lessons. That's why they have learned from so much this world, they have learned, and they say this world, they have nothing, has sara at all. That's why they have come to know this Atma is the highest, superior, most. They have learned. Therefore, every saint has got a past. We need not probe into their past. Let him probe and come out of that past. Why we have to probe? Never ask Nadi Moolam and Rishi Moolam, they say. We should not ask, what about your Purvashramam? Idella keka koodadhu. Nadi Moolam, Rishi Moolam, we should not ask. You ask, what is your sadhana? How you have come to this level? What I have to do? You can share your problems, they give some solutions. Never probe into their life. You are not going to get anything through that. Okay. Therefore, kashaya is another problem. Therefore, come out of strong likes and dislikes. Conditioning. I like it. I want it. I want to get it. That is called kashayam. Either towards person or towards object. Any towards any relation in the world. Next, fourth obstacle is rasaswada. You are free from laya, you are free from vikshepa, you are free from kashaya. Means what? You are free from likes and dislikes, strong likes and dislikes. How one can have that type of life without likes and dislikes? We may ask. Shastra says, likes and dislikes are okay, but strong likes and dislikes you have to drop. Preferences are okay, but strong likes and dislikes means ashubha vasanas. Shubha shubha bhyam margha bhyam vasanti vahanti vasanasarite. Shubha vasanas you can have plenty, but ashubha vasanas curb and a nip in the bud, which creates anger in you, which creates anxiety in you, which creates frustration in you. That vasanas you have to nullify. Shubhavasanas, you through shubhavasanas you stop, cut the ashubhavasanas. Then shubhavasanas also will be reduced later when you come to Jnana Yoga. Gradually they come down. Therefore you have to handle them carefully. You suppress them, they come bounce back again with a double force, any desire. So gradually you have to come. Shanai shanaihu uparamed. This rasaswada is the fourth obstacle. Rasaswadana means once you sit in meditation, you are habituated to do meditation for length of time. It is very nice, pleasant experience in meditation. There is a possibility of developing addiction towards that pleasant moments in meditation. Meditation like porade kashtam. Ponadukapra adhila addiction kandippa varum. Ena you are so peaceful and you are enjoying that calmness, everything. After some time you love that state of meditation and you start doing, avoiding people, talking, shouting, you want to be free from that noise, you want to live alone, you want to be in always solitude. I cannot be withstand with the people, I cannot withstand noise, I cannot withstand people, I cannot withstand even other person also, I cannot withstand even one or two persons also, I cannot withstand. That type of problem comes, that is called rasaswada. Never try to enjoy that. That is also another problem. It is also a type of sense pleasure only. Rasaswada is also a type of sense pleasure. Calm mind enjoying. That is also a type of sense pleasure. So, any pleasure is a reflection of my own nature. Therefore, my own nature is always available. Therefore, I need not addicted to dhyanam. I'll finish my dhyanam and come back. Dhyanam will not give jnana nishtha. Is it not? So what gives jnanam? Mahavakyam only gives jnanam. So karma yoga, upasana yoga dvara, chitta shuddhi and vikshepa nivritti, mala nivritti, vikshepa nivritti. Mala nivritti through karma yoga. Vikshepa nivritti, nivritti in the freedom. Vikshepa nivritti through upasana yoga, ashtanga yoga. And this rasaswada kashaya nivritti through jnana yoga. All these latent tendencies can come, impressions, latent impressions. Every person will have. So you have to come out of them through jnana yoga. What we are doing here, karma yoga, upasana yoga, or dhyana yoga, jnana yoga. Jnana yoga, mahavakya vichara, therefore abhyasa, this abhyasa to be done. Anabhyase visham shastram, ajirne bhojanam visham. A person without abhyasa, no abhyasa at all, studying shastra, looking here Bhagavad Gita and going sitting in front of cereal. No abhyasa at all. And interacting with the people, worldly matters, going to Usman Road, Rangana Street, shopping, window shopping, adi idu panninirka, appo vandu class ku varuva. Idenna anabhyasam idu. Without abhyasa, shastram. So anabhyase visham shastram. It is a counter product. So much of preoccupation, you see. Even Bhagavad Gita class also, they don't allow to sit. Because SMS, calling, ringing, bell, people are so busy. Therefore, how difficult to be calm and quiet in this active world. Na? You have to make yourself a different timetable. Ajirne bhojanam visham. Ajirnama irukkumbodhu indigestion. Already indigestion. அப்போ போய் சாப்பிட்டா எப்படி இருக்கும்? அந்த போஜனம் போய் நாட் கிவிங் எனர்ஜி, அந்த அதர் ஹேண்ட் இட் கிரியேட்ஸ் விஷமாக மாறினோம் உள்ள, அப்புறம் தலைவலி, வாமிட்டிங்ஸ் எல்லாம் வரும். சாஸ்திரம் கூட அப்படி தான். வாட் எவர் குரு சேஸ், சாஸ்திரா சேஸ், தட் சாதனாஸ் வி ஹாவ் டு ஃபாலோ. வித்தவுட் தட் யுவர் செல்ஃப் கோயிங் அஹெட் லிசனிங், என்ன கிளாஸ் எது ப்ரோக்ராம் வந்தான்னு டிவியில் கேட்டுகிட்டே இருப்பான். Spiritual programs. Wherever people are taking classes, you go discourses and attend. What will happen? Anabhyase visham shastram. That person can never get jivan mukti. Confined to one teacher, consistently study systematically. Not here and there. There is a development in the subject. You cannot study from one teacher, fifth chapter, another teacher from eighth chapter, Upanishad from another teacher, somewhere somebody is teaching. And how can you do that? You get information, you never get moksha. You want moksha or you want information? If you are a mumukshu, you have to study as what teacher says, tattva bodha onwards, mundaka. There is a procedure in studying, there is a development in listening, there is a development in shravanam. When there is a development, proper development in teaching, there is a development in listening also. No, 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 I am already 65, Swamini, therefore let me listen all every time. Hey, I am already 70, actually, ellame ore vaadi saapiduvella food. Doctor has given medicine morning, afternoon, night taken. No, no, I want to cure my disease within 2 days. Let me take whole medicine today itself. Anyone can dare to do that? Shastram also like a aushadham only. Samsara rogam shastra is aushadham. You yourself, just like that, you cannot listen whatever you like. Then later you end up with confusions, doubts, lot of confusions. That is why you require a guide. PhD pandrathuke or guide. அந்த அம்மா சொன்னாதான் எப்படி பண்ணணும் சொன்னால் அப்படி தான் பண்ணணும். பிஹெச்டிக்கு கைடு இருக்கா இல்லையா? எம்ஃபில் பண்ணணும்னா கைடு, பிஹெச்டி பண்ணணும்னா கைடு இருக்கு. அந்த வேதாந்த சாஸ்திரத்துக்கு கைடு வேண்டாம். எப்படி அது எப்படி முடியும்? அங்கே என்ன சர்டிஃபிகேட் தருவாங்க சுவாமினி? இங்கே கொடுக்க மாட்டேன்னா, வெதர் தே கிவ் சர்டிஃபிகேட் ஆர் நாட், ஐ ஹாவ் டு டேக் த கைடன்ஸ் ஆஃப் மை டீச்சர். Now what I have to listen, what I have to study, what I have to do, what am I doing, I have to tell my teacher, I have to get guidance from my teacher. If I am a sincere student, I seek guidance of my teacher. If I am a sincere student, regular check-up ku pona madri doctor kitta, regular check-up. But nowadays everywhere classes are available, freely available, no attendance. Wherever we want, we'll go. But that won't give much benefit, what I want to say. You have to ask the Guru, what is next, what I have to study. Then that Guru gives guidance, immense guidance you get. Otherwise, you end up after some time with confusions only. You are not able to recognize even that confusions. But you don't get benefit. What benefit? And the ananda, shanti, sukha, nimmadi, adi engyo irukum. Yena, many people openly they won't come to the teacher. The open mindedness is very, very important. See how Arjuna is telling. Openly he is expressing his problem. We need not feel shy. We need not feel guilty. If I want higher benefit in moksha that I want, I have to be with my guru. I have to develop a rapport with my guru. I have to ask, I have to talk. Not my lokabhiramayanam. Shastra connected subject my sadhana. Other than this, no single word extra. நமக்கு இது தவிர எல்லாமே வருது. I am talking about a sincere seeker. With that expectation, all my students are sincere seekers of moksha. I said this is not a public lecture. This is a class. Therefore, often I remind my students, because once the days goes, week goes, or years goes, it won't come back. Once you lose the time, you lose, that's all. Once for last is last, you won't get back. Therefore, I am very, very keen and informing this. What? Your time is so precious. Study properly, systematically, under the guidance of a teacher. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, Abhyasena tu Kaunteya. So abhyasa and vairagyena. Vairagyena means seeing that anatma and its doshas, dosha darshanam. Abhyasa means sadhana chatushtaya sampatti dvara. விவேகம் துவார சமதமாதி ஷட்க சம்பத்தி துவாரா. மைண்ட் கண்ட்ரோல், மைண்ட் டிசிப்ளின், சென்ஸ் டிசிப்ளின். வைராக்கியம் மீன்ஸ் தோஷ தர்சனம், லுக்கிங் இட் த வேர்ல்ட் அண்ட் இட்ஸ் டிஃபெக்ட்ஸ். வாட் ஆர் ஆல் டிஃபெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர்? எவ்ரி ரிலேஷன், எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஹேஸ் இட்ஸ் ஓன் பொட்டென்ஷியல் தோஷா. இட் ஹேஸ் காட் இட்ஸ் ஓன் லிமிட்டேஷன். நெவர் டெவலப் அட்டாச்மெண்ட், டெவலப் வைராக்கியம். வித் திஸ் டூ இட் இஸ் பாசிபிள். அபியாசேன ஹே கௌந்தேய, வைராக்கியேன அபியாசேன சஞ்சலம் மனஹ கிரஹ்யதே. யூ கேன் கண்ட்ரோல், யூ கேன் டிசிப்ளின் யுவர் மைண்ட் தட் விச் இஸ் வேசிலேட்டிங், டிஸ்டர்பிங் யூ. தென் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஹி கண்டினியூஸ் த சாதன ஃபர்தர் இன் 36th ஸ்லோக. அசம்யதாத்மனா யோக துஷ்ப்ராப இதி மே மதிஹி வஷ்யாத்மனா துயததாம் ஷக்யோ வாப்துமுபாயதஹ. வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் ஸ்லோகா. ஹி கிவ்ஸ் த ஃபஸ்ட் லைன், ஹி மென்ஷன்ஸ் த பர்சன் ஹூ ஈஸ் நாட் ஹேவிங் சமதமாதி ஷட்க சம்பத்தி, ஹூ ஹேஸ் கம் டு சாஸ்திரா வித்தவுட் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி. வாட் இஸ் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி? கேர் ஆஃப் தத்துவபோத. வாட் இஸ் தத்துவபோத? தத்துவபோத இஸ் எ பேசிக் டெக்ஸ்ட் டு பி ஸ்டடீட் பிஃபோர் ஸ்டடியிங் பகவத்கீதா. விவேக வைராக்கிய க்ஷம தம உபரம திதிக்ஷா ஸ்ரத்தா சமாதானம் முமுக்ஷுத்வம். தீஸ் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி இஸ் நாட் தேர், தட் பர்சன் இஸ் கால்ட் அசம்யதாத்மா. த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் வித்தவுட் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி, த ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் நாட் டன் சஃபிஷியன்ட் கர்மயோக, ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் நாட் டன் சஃபிஷியன்ட் உபாசனா யோக அஷ்டாங்க யோக, சச் பர்சன் இஸ் கால்ட் அசம்யதாத்மா. மைண்ட் ஹீ இஸ் ஹேவிங் லயா ப்ராப்ளம், கஷாயா ப்ராப்ளம், விக்ஷேபா ப்ராப்ளம், ரசாஸ்வாதா ப்ராப்ளம், போதுமா? ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் தேர். Either sleepy or drowsy or lazy, or along with that some distraction also once in a while. ஏன்னா drowsy பர்சனுக்கு டிஸ்ட்ராக்ஷன்ஸ் கம்மி, ஏன்னா எப்போவுமே ட்ரௌசியாக தான் இருப்பான். ஸோ விக்ஷேபம் ஜாஸ்தியாக இருக்குன்னா கஷாயம் கூட இருக்கும். கஷாயம் மீன்ஸ் லாட் ஆஃப் லைக்ஸ் அண்ட் டிஸ்லைக்ஸ். தட்ஸ் வை சம் பீப்புள் இன்டெலிஜென்ட்லி ஃபில்டர் த டீச்சிங். When Guru is teaching, whatever is suitable for them, they take. Whatever they don't like, the teacher says some sadhanas, abhyasanas, adella namak mudiyadappa. Adella irukkatona. This is called filtered listening. Yena avula kashtam idellame. That is why we do, our mind itself is very intelligent. Idella filter pannidum. Do sadhanana, adella namak mudiyadhu. Edho chumma kekkradhana kepom, adella venda. So filter பண்ணி certain things, likes and dislikes, don't develop attachment towards family members, son, daughter. அது மாத்திரம் நான் முடியாது. I am attached to my son. So like that we develop and we sort out எது எடுக்கணும் எது எடுக்கக்கூடாது. டீச்சிங்லே பண்ணும்போதே அது டீச்சருக்கு தெரியாது இல்லையோ. What to do? பாவம், they have come without karma yoga. Have come without upasana. Why our people kept all these panchamaha yajnas, you understand now? Why puja at home every day? In spite of doing that itself, we have vikshepa. What to talk of that mind without puja, punaskaram at all at home? That's why a person has to sit and chanting Vishnu Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama, what for? All these preparations, they are all preparations. If I have not done that preparations, now at least I have to start that preparations. Such a person is called Asamyatatma. I have not done sufficient karma yoga. What is the sign not done? In class, you are restless. You are in time. You are in phone. You are in SMS. You are in the priority is not moksha. Still, priority is not moksha. The top priority must be moksha. Top priority must be Vedanta class. Top priority must be study 1 hour. No cell phone, no SMS, no time. Even watch kuda I keep aside. Andalavukku priority irukkanum moksha kaha. If it is there, moksham karatalamalakam. Karatalamalakam anna it is a open fruit in your hand. Very easy. Therefore, am I prepared? This asamyatatmana, yogaha dushprapa, this jnana yoga, aham brahmasmi, nididhyasana rupa dhyanam dushprapa, praptum, dukkhena praptum yogaha. Very, very difficult for them. He struggle like anything. Ennamo teacher chollinde irukka ananum, but chollinde irupanna. Dushprapa means praptum ashakyam. Very, very difficult. Dukkhena prapyate. Meditation is difficult to be achieved. So, yat sattve yat sattvam, yadabhave yadabhavah. Samadhi shatka sampatti abhave. This nididhyasana rupa, samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasana abhavaha. Sadhana chetushtaya sampatti abhavi. Asamyatatmana means sadhana chetushtaya sampatti abhavavan. Tasya, for such a person, yogaha, this type of meditation, aham brahmasmi, manobuddhi ahankara chittani nahamani chollave mudiyadu. This yoga, dhyanam, nididhyasanam is dushprapa, very, very tough. Asamyatatmana. Yad abhave, yad abhavaha. Sadhana chatushtaya sampatti abhave, nididhyasana rupa, dhyana abhavaha. Nishtha abhavaha. Jnana phala abhavaha. Idi vyatirekam. Next line vandhi, anvaya. Yat sattve, yat sattvam. Co-presence. Previous line is co-absence. Sadhana chetushtaya sampatti is absent. Therefore, dhyana yoga is tough for him to concentrate, to sit in one place. Abhava. If he is having sadhana chetushtaya sampatti, karma yoga sufficiently done, sufficient service he has done to society, to family, members, people, ashtanga yoga also done, upasana yoga also done, puja, japa and all have already completed, that person is called samyatatma. Atma means antakkaranam. Whose antakkaranam is refined, very calm, relaxed. Atma antakkaranam. Samyata means disciplined. And asamyatatma means undisciplined. Samyatatma means disciplined with what? Viveka, vairagyam, shama, mind control, dama, sense control, uparama, withdrawal of senses, samadhanam, absorption, titiksha, tolerance, power. All these are there, this person, shatka sampatti, tivra mumukshu. This person is called samyatatma. For such a person, yatata. Yatata means again and again, punaha punaha, he puts an effort for that. Yatata, the one who puts an effort, one who strives for that. Vedanta class, Wednesday class is the top priority for me. Then only next, everything. That person is called yatata. Suppose we have not completed that karma yoga upasana previously, that person, this class serves as a karma yoga or upasana yoga. This class will serve as a karma yoga and upasana yoga. Yatata, second course again he will come, third course again comes. whatever subject my teaching, again, again, there and there he goes and listens. That is called striving. Lord Krishna says, if na sonna striving anna swamini adella mudiyad swamini na grihastha asan. Arjuna grihastha or not? Mahagrihastha. Lord Krishna teaching to grihastha only, not to a sannyasi. Therefore, you have no choice to escape now. Clear? So, is the grihastha anik moksha vendama? You say, suppose, not you, people complain, no? We are all in grihastha ashrama, Swamini. We have lot of responsibilities. We have lot of duties. Therefore, I don't want moksha. Can you say that? I don't want freedom from sorrow. Can you say that? That means what? A grihastha also need freedom from sorrow. Grihastha also need moksha. Freedom from sorrow. Grihastha also need liberation. Therefore, such words we should not use in future. Such words we should not use in future. Epo, next moment onwards, future anna, not 2014. Next moment, second onwards, I should not use. I have a lot of responsibilities. My mamiyar is there, mamanar is there. Therefore, I want to postpone my moksha. I have to take care of them. If you want to take care of them, take care. You want security, that's why you got married and you are taking responsibilities. Do that job. Work for moksha also. Yatata. You cannot escape. Priyada. If you want to escape, you want to say, I have responsibilities. Therefore, next line also you have to say. What is that? I'll postpone my moksha for next birth, Swamini. Now I listen, I'll postpone. None of us are interested in postponing moksha for next birth. Are you? Are you interested in postponing? But then, how can you say, I have responsibilities, duties, therefore, I'm not able to attend, I'm not able to study. That's why sometimes we make some statements which are not making any sense. From the standpoint of Shastra, you have to look into. Everyone, brahmachari or grihastha or sannyasi, everyone has to strive for moksha. Everyone need moksha. Yatata, word is very important. Striving again and again. I am not able to understand first time. Again, repeatedly listen. Second listening, third listening. After listening first time also, my mind is so disturbed. And first listening is not sufficient in artha. After second listening also, same sloka, not still stabilized. Again listening. Swanna Swamini, age na. Adikta again, that's why teacher taking 7 classes per week is there and there. You attend. Reduce, cut off all the worldly activities. Why can't you cut off? Reduce. Attend other classes? Why not we can't attend? Idike kashtam Swamini na. Okay, all the best next birth, Shastra says. Here, yatata anna striving. If you strive, whatever effort you put, that much benefit comes. Is it not? Therefore, yatata. For such a person, avaptum shakyaha. This jnana nishtha, aham brahmasmi jnanam, he can accomplish. No doubt in that. Shakyaha avaptum. Avaptum shakyaha. How upayataha? Upayataha means by a technique, by a means. There is a way. Where there is a will, there is a way. Ella sollu onamu. Where there is a will, there is a way. Therefore, what do you mean by Bhagavad Gita? You understand now? It is not to give punya to you. It is want to liberate you in this Janma itself. What is that liberation? It wants you to make you to live free from sorrow. When? When you want to be free from sorrow? In 2018 or 2020? Here, now itself. Now, when you want free from sorrow, here, now itself, you have to look into the words, what Lord Krishna meant. Upayataha, that mind can be focused and he can assimilate, he can enjoy that jnana phalam by upayam, by samyatatma. That's why I have to be in touch with Shastra maximum time. I have to touch with Shastra means along with Guru. Touch with Shastra, all books are there, koncha koncha. Na touch pandren veetla. In the cupboard, all books are there, koncha anganga touch pandren. Touch with Shastra means what? Threadbare analysis. When my teacher is doing, I have to look into the words. I have to look into my life. The words must tally into my life. Each word must tally into my life. Every my thought, my moment, my and interactions, it has to tally. Then only I am a real yoga Gita student. Illenna Arjuna uvacha ayati shraddhayo petah yogaschalita manasah apraapya yoga samsiddhim kaam gatim krishna gacchati. Another peculiar diffidence in the mind of Arjuna. Arjuna asked, hey Krishna, suppose a person fail when he is doing abhyasa. Okay, as you say, suppose a person is a sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha doing abhyasa every day, dhyanam, upasana, yoga he is doing. Suppose he fails to attain that nishtha before he is leaving this body. He has already striving, no? He is talking about a Vividisha sannyasi here. Lord Krishna talking about a Vividisha sannyasi, Arjuna talking about a Vividisha sannyasi. Sannyasi means what? The one who has completed karma yoga, upasana yoga, jnana yoga, sake he is studying shastra, he has given up all rituals, taken sannyasa. And the top priority is moksha. Top priority is Shastra study, has taken sannyasa, because Arjuna interested in taking sannyasa. You know that Arjuna want to take sannyasa. If you do sannyasa, you cannot do any rituals. No more karma yoga, no more upasana yoga, isn't it? No more rituals. So he has dropped all of them. Having taken sannyasa, ashrama sannyasa, he has dropped. No more karma yoga, no more upasana. Sannyasi should not do all those things. And taken sannyasa and studying shastra, listening to shastra. Veditum iccha vividisha. So he is studying from teacher, doing sadhana. And this vividisha sannyasi, listening to shastra and doing daily nididhyasanam. Suppose because of some disease or because of some other problem, he is not able to assimilate and he is not able to get aham brahmasmi in this life. Pusukra poitan enchukona. Suppose he dies. What will happen to him? Karma yoga he has dropped, upasana yoga he has dropped. Inga varavendiya upasana yoga mulama varavendiya shukla gati, punya loka, moksha also gone. Krishna gati, swarga also gone. Yenna he has dropped everything. Krishna gati illa, shukla gati illa. Yenna no karma yoga, no rituals, no upasana, he has dropped everything. No shukla gati, no brahma loka. Inga vandhi sadhyo mukti kaha inga vandha, inda moksha varathuk munnadiye out. Even enge pova, Trishanku madri. Brahma lokamu illamal. Shukla gati illamal, agati mokshamu illamal, will what will happen to this person? Arjuna's question. He's asking, Ayatihi, suppose that person is not disciplined, having taken sannyasa also, using that sannyasa ashrama for some other purpose. Doing some other thing, not studying shastra, not taking sannyasa, but not spending time for this. And people are calling, going for bhiksha and giving lectures here and there. ఏదో రెండు మూడు వాక్యం వెచ్చండి, మనసులో బైహార్ట్ పండి, ఉపన్యాసం చూడండి, ఇక అవును మోక్షత్తికాహ అవును ట్రై పండ్రదిల్ల అయతిహి అన్న. శ్రద్ధ ఈజ్ దేర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ శ్రద్ధ ఓన్లీ హ్యాస్ టేకెన్ సన్యాస, బట్ హీఈస్ నాట్ డూయింగ్ అభ్యాస. అయతిహి శ్రద్ధయా ఉపేత, లాట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రద్ధ ఈజ్ దేర్, అదర్వైజ్ హౌ కెన్ హీ టేక్ సన్యాస ఆర్ షీ టేక్ సన్యాస? విత్ శ్రద్ధ ఓన్లీ he has taken that sannyasa. But ayatihi means what? He is not having sadhana chatushtaya sampatti up to that extent. Irukka vendiya sadhana chatushtaya sampatti illai, mind control illai and sense control illai. What to do? Shraddha is there but no sadhana chatushtaya sampatti sufficiently. అయతిహి శ్రద్ధయా ఉపేత అపి యోగాత్ చలిత మానస. ఇన్ ద యోగ పండంబోదు, అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మిన్ ఇది ధ్యాసన రూప ధ్యానం పండంబోదు, మై ఆశ్రమం ఎప్పుడు ఇరుకు, మై ట్రస్ట్ల ఎవరో ఫండ్ ఇరుకు, యారు డొనేషన్ ఎన్న కొడుకరా, చలిత మానస, అంత శిష్యన్ ఎన్న పండ్రా, ఇంత శిష్యన్ ఎన్న పండ్రా, ఇవనికి వేరే శిష్యను, ఇవనికి ఇన్ను మోక్షం వల్ల ఎవరికి శిష్యను, ఇలా ఫాలోవర్స్ నేమ్ ఫేమ్ పత్తి చలిత మానస స్లిప్ ఆఫ్ లాక్యర్. హీస్ ఎ లాక్యర్ ఇన్ వాట్ అన్న ల్యాక్ ఆఫ్ సాధన చతుష్టయ సంపత్తి. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ అప్రాప్య యోగ సంసిద్ధిం, నాట్ ఎటైనింగ్ దిస్ నిష్ఠ జ్ఞాన నిష్ఠ, కామ్ గతిం గచ్చతి. Which gati he attains? Krishna gati closed, Shukla gati closed, Agati moksha also closed. Enna vera innor gati irukana? Irukka adho gati anna. Adho gati anna? No, no, no. It is not adho gati. There is some gati for him that I will tell you. Today lesson is too heavy. Next week I will tell you. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.